Today's shir is Masechta Zvachim Daf Chav Gimel. We will begin Beis Hashem Yitzbarach on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. In our previous shir, the Gemara had introduced the Ziknei Dorim, and not only had it introduced the Ziknei Dorim spoke extensively about Tumah and when Tumah is overridden and when it's not. So the first halach is that if the tzibur is tamei, the halach is that tum hutra betzibur, and the halach of tum hutra betzibur applies both to the kohanim and to the individuals who are bringing the carbon. Then, when we spoke about a carbon brought by an individual, if the individual is tamei, there's no halacha by tumah. The carbon may not be brought by tumah. For carbon pesach, that's the case where the Torah said it should be brought on Pesach Sheni. When the kohen is tamei, the dieved, the tzitz, will be mechaper if the carbon was brought by tumah. That's all by tumah meis, everything we just said till now. When we speak about tumah sheretz, there's no heter of tumah by tumah sheretz, by the tzibur. And for a yachid, if the person who's bringing the carbon is tamei, the carbon can be brought on his behalf. Because if he went to the mikveh today, he will be able to eat the carbon tonight because all he needs is Harif Shemesh. And if the kohen is tamei with a tumas sheretz, then he can't bring the carbon under any circumstances. Says the Gemara, Amalei Tukla Reish Lakish L'Dramoy. Reish Lakish, Pashup Shad is raised his voice in explaining, in disagreeing with the B'nai Dorim. The Mepharshim, of course, asked the question. We know Divrei Chachamim B'Nachas Nishmoyim. The words of Talmid Chachamim are supposed to be said pleasantly. So why over here did he raise his voice? So the Chazanish actually says, when a Talmid Chacham hears something that upsets him, he raises his voice because he just feels it's wrong and it's not something that is not something that's acceptable to him, they could accept under any circumstances. That's how the Chazanish explains the Gemara. Others explain that Reish Lakish was relying on a bas kol, and that's why he was raising his voice. And others say it doesn't mean he raised his voice in the sense that he spoke loudly. Raising his voice in this Gemara, the context of this Gemara is that he asked questions against the Ziknei Dorim. And they started with the following premise. Who has more ability to override tumah? Koyach mechaprim or koyach miskaprim? Who is stronger, the kohanim, who are the ones that affect the kapara, or koyach miskaprim, the ones who are receiving the kapara? Havi Omer, we would certainly hold the koyach miskaprim, because we just said that somebody who's tumei sheretz, the loch is, the carbon can be brought on his behalf, because since he could eat the carbon that night, that's why the carbon could already be brought on his behalf. Whereas a kohen who's a tamei sheretz cannot bring the carbon under any circumstances. So now it says Uma b'makom shenitmu ba'alim b'sheretz. So if the owners of the kohen became tamei sheretz that we just established, they could bring a carbon and the carbon will be brought on their behalf, the carbon Pesach will be brought on their behalf, Erev Pesach, and then they'll eat from it tonight. Still the halach is, kohen shenit b'sheretz, a kohen that is tamei sheretz, ain't a meratzah. He can't do the avodah under any circumstances. So certainly in a makom shenit b'balim, b'meis, if the owners of the carbon are tamei meis, they can't bring the carbon. They, as we said, are pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So certainly ought not the halacha be that kohen shenit b'meis, that kohen has a tumas meis, ain't a din shen meratzah, that he should not be allowed to bring the carbon under any circumstances. Yet we just learned that if he's tamei meis, the tzitz is meratzah if he brought the carbon. Answers the Gemara, Kasavad Zikne Darim, that actually we have to amend, says the Gemara, the opinion of the Zikne Darim, and they'll hold Shem Tamei Meis, that not only the Kohen was Tamei Meis, if he brought the carbon, it will be the Eved acceptable, but so too, if the Tamei Meis, the owner of the carbon, is a Tamei Meis, Namak Mishalek of Anaisav, he could bring the carbon, and the carbon could be eaten at, and even though the carbon will not be able to be eaten at night, because at night he'll still be Tamei, as we're going to learn, the opinion of that of the Zikne Darim is that the carbon will still be effective, even though they can't eat from the carbon. So, in other words, Rish Lakish's question was that by the Tumah Sheretz, we see the power of the Miskaper is greater than the power of the Mechaper. So how could it be just the opposite by a mace, that the power of the Mechaper of the Kohen is stronger than the power of the one that's getting the Kapara, the owner? Says the Gemara, that's actually not the case. The case actually is that in both cases, even in this case, the Miskaper, the person who's having the Kapara, is not any weaker than the Kohen who's bringing the carbon. They both could be acceptable by the Evid. Ask the Gemara, but doesn't the Pasuk say explicitly, V'ksiv ish ish ki yitamal nefesh, V'asa pesach l'Hashem b'choy d'sheni? Doesn't the Torah tell us that if a person, if an individual is Tamei, his carbon should be brought on Pesach Sheni, not on Pesach Rishon? So how could you say that if the carbon was brought on behalf of a Tamei Meis on Pesach Rishon, it's acceptable? Says tomorrow, that's only the mitzvah. In other words, it's preferable that they should bring the Pesach Sheni. But if they brought in a Pesach Rishon, it will be acceptable. And as the Sefer Taras HaKadosh explains, what the Gemara means to say is like this. If they brought a carbon Pesach on Pesach Rishon on behalf of an individual who was Tamei Meis, and they already did the entire avoid of the carbon, including the Zrikas Adam, then he won't bring a Pesach Sheni. But if they just did the Shechita and Kabbalah, and before they did the Zrikas Adam, they became aware that this individual who brought the Karm Pesach on his behalf is Tamei Meis, they push him off to Pesach Sheni. Because the primary avoid of any carbon, as we keep on repeating, is the Zrikas Adam. We have to see if the Zrikas Adam was already done, then we'll leave it. If not, we'll push it off to Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, how could we suggest that if somebody was Tamei Meis, a Yochid was Tamei Meis on Pesach Rishon, the carbon, but the Eved would be acceptable, for Ksiv Ish L'fi Oichla Techasu Al Asep, that only someone who's able to eat from the Karm Pesach does the Karm Pesach effective for him? Because the main point of the Karm Pesach is that the Karm Pesach should be eaten. So how can we say that this person who's a Tamei Meis and obviously will not be able to eat from the Karm Pesach will be effective for him? Says the Gemara, that Pasuk of Ish Lofi Oichlo Techaisu, he bring the Karm Pesach only for people who can eat from the Karm Pesach is only L'chatchila. And Tosfos asks that the Mishnah Masechta Pesachim says that Samach Aleph Amud Aleph teaches us that Nishlach Shloi La'Eichlo, if the Karm Pesach was brought for somebody who can't eat the Karm Pesach is possible. And here we're saying it's only L'mitzvah, it's only L'chatchila. So Tosfos says we're going to have to suggest that the Zikne Dorim were Tanoim, and they disagree with that Mishnah. And actually, he also says there's an opinion of Rab Nosson, stated in Masechta Pesachim Daf Ein Ches on the base, that says that the Achila is not M'akif, and therefore the Zikne Dorim will hold like that Tana. Ask the Gemara L'kuvei Loi, how could you say that bringing the Karm Pesach for a person that can't eat from it is the Eved acceptable? For Tananya, the Braisa says, the Pasuk says, regarding the Karm Pesach, V'lokachu, v'shchein ha'karvel ha'beis ha'mechsach nefashis, Mixes Nefashis means that you had to pre-register for the Korban Pesach. The only people that could be counted towards the Korban Pesach is somebody who was registered for the Korban Pesach. If we would think that if the Korban Pesach was brought on behalf of someone who's not registered, it means it wasn't done l'chatchila, but it's still kosher. The pasuk says, "Ish l'fi achlav t'chayso al aseh," and as we often state, when the Torah says the same halacha twice when it comes to kachim, we learn from here hakasav shana lava kasav lakav. The fact that the Torah repeats the halacha by kachim, that means that it's absolutely essential. And says the Gemara, v'iskash oichel l'menuyev. The Torah connects the pasuk of mechsach t'chaisu to teach us the halacha of the Korban Pesach only being brought for those that are registered, and the Korban Pesach being brought only for those who can eat from it, are connected. So if they're being registered is absolutely essential, being able to eat from it is absolutely essential. How could you disagree with that? Answers the Gemara, Zikrei Darim Leimakshi. The Zikrei Darim don't have that hekesh, and even though they're going to hold that if the Korban Pesach was brought Shloim Lemenuyov, the Korban Pesach was brought for people who aren't registered, the Korban Pesach will be disqualified. That has nothing to do with Achila. And if the Korban Pesach is brought for someone who can't eat from the Korban Pesach, the carbon is still a kosher carbon. Says the Gemara, V'chilei Makshinami. Even if, asked the Gemara, the Ziknei Durim don't have this hekesh, and that's why they could hold that even though if somebody can't eat from the Korban Pesach because he's a Tamei Meis today, and therefore by tonight he won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach, we still could ever bring the Korban Pesach on his behalf. But ask the Gemara, Mahan Nami Islay Pircha, we here still have a question. How could the Ziknei Dorim suggest that when our Mishnah says that somebody who's Tamei can't bring a Korban, it's talking about a Kohen who's Tamei Sharetz, but a kohen who's tamei meis sits as meratza, should we say, or mamabim makom shenitma b'tumah sheretz, in a place where the owners of the carbon have tumah sheretz, shemahachem kavasein lechatchila, they can bring their carbon lechatchila. The reason they can bring the carbon lechatchila, for although today erev Pesach they're tamei, by tonight they'll be completely tar and be able to eat from it. Kohen nitma b'sheretz ain meratza. The kohen who has tumah sheretz cannot do the avoda even b'diavad. Makom shenitma ba'alam b'meis she'ein meshalcha kabbanasein l'chatchila. So tumah meis is much more severe. So suddenly a kohen shenitma b'meis, a kohen that has tumah meis. So we see that the Torah, the question Reish Lakish is posing, is that the tumah sheretz is a lesser problematic tumah, the tumah meis. Because a tumah sheretz, an individual who has tumah sheretz, l'chatchila could send his Korban Pesach. An individual who has tumah meis, only b'di'evit could send his Korban Pesach. Yet when it comes to the kohen, we're saying just the opposite, that the kohen who has tumah sheretz can never bring a carbon. And a carbon who has tumah meis, the tzitzis meratza, and can't bring a carbon. Kohen shenipta meis, and it didn't share meratza. If a kohen shenitma b'sheretz is not meratza, and sheretz is an easier tuma, certainly a kohen that's nitma b'meis should not be able to be meratza. And that's the question that Reish Lakish posed against the Ziknei Dorim. And that question, the Gemara does not have an answer to. Says the Gemara, the Gemara asks another question on the Ziknei Dorim. We just learned, according to understanding of the Ziknei Dorim, that if the owner, even if it's an individual who has tumas meis and he brought his Korban Pesach, the halach is that we've just explained, according to the opinion of the Ziknei Dorim, the Korban will be kosher. Ask the Gemara Meisvei, the Mishnah in Masechta Pesachim that Pei Amar Beis teaches us. A Pesach Shenizrach Domai. of the blood of the Karban Pesach was sprinkled. Then we discovered that the carbon is tamei, hatzitz meratza. Says the Gemara, but if the person was tamei, the tzitz is not meratza. Menei she'amru, and the Gemara explains this. Menei she'amru, and I saw that the Mefarshim explained that whenever the Gemara uses the word Bnei She'amru, it means this was something that was well established. A Nazir, we know, is a person who accepted upon himself Naziris. He's not allowed to drink wine or any grape products. He's not allowed to cut his hair, and he's not allowed to become Tamei Meis. When he finishes his term of Naziris, he brings a set of Kabbanis and he has to cut his hair. Let's say the Nazir becomes Tamei during his term of Naziris. He forfeits all the days and he has to start all over again. But first, because he became Tamei Meis, he has to go through the Tara process of having the mixture of the ash of the Paraduma and the Mayim Chaim sprinkled on him the third day and the seventh day. He then cuts all his hair off on the seventh day. On the eighth day, he brings special kabbanis that a Nazir who became Tamei must bring. And then, after all doing that, he starts his days all over again. And then, when he's finished, he brings the regular kabbanis that a Nazir brings when he finishes the Naziris. This Mishnah speaks about a Nazir who was taught that brought his kabbanis, and it was discovered that when he brought his kabbanis, he was tamei, but the carbon was tamei. Nazir v'oisa pesach had tzitz meratza. The kitz helps al tumas tamei. The vein tzitz meratza al tumas aguf. The Mishnah is telling us tumas aguf that if the owners were tamei, the tzitz will not be helpful. That means if the carbon became tamei, the tzitz is helpful, not for the owners. Bimai, ask the Gemara exactly what is the Mishnah over there discussing. Ilema b'tumah sheretz, the halach is that we're talking about tumah sheretz, that he was saying that the tumah sheretz, the tzitz won't help. Hamrit, that we just said the shaychtin, for zarkana tumah sheretz. The ziknei darim are of the opinion that somebody who has a tumah sheretz, since tonight he'll be able to eat the carbon Pesach, we could bring the carbon on his behalf. Ella, it must be talking about somebody who's a Tumas Meis. V'ktani, ain't a tzitz meratza, that the tzitz is not helpful even by the Evid. Alma, shenit mubalim b'meis, that if there's Tumas Meis on the owners, not like we've been explaining the opinion of the Ziknei Dorim throughout today's shir, that the Ziknei Dorim hold that by the Evid, if the owner of the Karban Pesach is Tamei Meis, the tzitz will be the evid make the carbon work, but rather a mishalchen kabbanaseim that it doesn't have any effect, and they're gonna it's meaningless, and they're gonna have to wait until Pesach Sheni. And the truth is, the Rishonim say this question could have been posed not only if the owners became tamei, this question could have been posed if the kahana became tamei meis. But since in today's shir, the big chiddush was that according to the Ziknei Dorim, if the owner is Tamei Meis and the Karban Pesach was brought on his behalf, it will be effective. So that's what the Gemara is focusing on. Says Merloi, that's not the way to understand. Edit and Balam b'Meis, if the owners have Tumas Meis, it will be effective. What is the case over here where the Mishnah is saying that the tzitz won't be helpful? So it's more my skinan, kigon shenit makoyim b'sheretz, that the coin has tumas sheretz, and that's when the halacha is that there won't be ritzui tzitz. So now the Gemara is going back, and the Mishnah is saying that the Ziknei Dorim is saying that Mishnah is speaking about tumas sheretz, and the Mishnah is saying that a coin who has tumas sheretz won't be able to bring the Karban Pesach under any circumstances. Yehachi, Ask the Gemara if that's what the Mishnah over there means to say. Eim Seifa. The Mishnah over there at the end speaks about Nitma Tumas Taim. Tumas Taim, as Rashi explains, is a Tumah that there's a suffix on that Tumah. And the reason it's called Tumas Taim, because just like Taim, what's underground, nobody knows what's underground. Since it's underground, we don't know what it is. So too, a suffix Tumah is considered something that we don't know what it is. That, and as the Rambam says, Tumas Taim is like a Tumas Mace that was buried underground that we don't know, is there a mace there or not? And the Gemara Masechet Pesachim teaches us that there's Aloch L'Mosh M'Sinai, that if we have a situation of Tumas Taim, where we have a suffix Tumah, and afterwards it is identified that there was Tameh, since at the beginning there was a suffix, and we don't know about it till later, the Aloch L'Mosh M'Sinai is that even if we discovered this before the Zrika, it's still going to be acceptable. And the Gemara over there explains that Tumas Taim doesn't only mean that there was never any knowledge about this Tumah, or even if there was knowledge, but everybody in the world knew, forgot about it, that's also included Tumas Taim. If there will be one person in the world who does know about this Tumah, it's no longer Tumas Taim. And the safe of that Mishnah teaches us, Nitma Tumas Taim, if there was Tumas Taim, a Tzitz Meratza. The Tzitz could sometimes be unhelpful if it was a Tumah that wasn't known. But a Tumah that was known, the Tzitz always helps. But Tani Rav Chiya, and Rav Chiya explaining that then says, Loi Amru, that this Halacha Tumas Taim was said, El Lameis Bulvad. So we see, what does that mean? Lameis, when there's a Tumas Mace, Rav Chiya says, there's a Halacha Tumas Taim. Lemutemai, what is that? What is he presumably teaching us? That we had a Tumas Taim of Sheretz. There was a suffix Tumas Taim and nobody knew about it. It won't be helpful. So the question is, the Gemara's question is, that the Reish was saying is talking about Tumas Sheretz, according to the Zikr Darim. And the Seif is talking about Tumas Meis. Says the Gemara Loi, what the Seif is coming to teach us is Lemuti Tumas Taim de Ziva. The Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai that we said regarding Tumas Taim was not said regarding Tumas Ziva. We know that the Torah says that if a person has one Riya, one emission, he's only Tumas for one day, goes to the Mikvah and has Harav Shemesh. Two Riyas, he has to count 7 days. Three Riyas, not only does he have to count Zayin Nekiyim, but he also has to bring a carbon. Now the Halacha is that these are divided by days. But let's say the Riyas Ziva was Bein HaShmoshes. So we don't know if the two Riyas were on 1 day or on 2 days. That's a Tumas Taim of Ziva. And that's why the Halacha is that the special Halacha of Tumas Taim won't apply. But by Sheretz, it will apply. Says the Gemara, El Hadabai Rami Bachama. Rami Bachama asked the following question. He says, Kain Amrat B'Kabin Aseim. The carbon on the kain that's bringing the carbon of a nazar, the carbon of a person, of a carbon Pesach. And the question was, Hotra loy Tumas Taim, or loy Hotra Tumas Taim? Does the halacha of Tumah apply in those circumstances? Tifshit, the Tumas Taim, Hotra loy. From this understanding of Zikne Dharm of that Mishnah, it should be a proof that it does. The Hachab Kain Kaminin, according to Zikne Dharam, that Mishnah speaking about the Tahumas Taim of the Kain, and we see that it works. So if it works for the Kain, it should certainly work for the owners, because we've been learning in our Shir, according to Zikne Dharam, the restrictions on the owner are much lighter than the restrictions on the Kain. So how did Rabbi Bechama have such a question? Says the Gemara, the Rami Bacham of Adi Pligi, Rami Bacham is certainly disagreeing with the Ziknei Dorim. Says the Gemara, that the Rami Bacham holds that an owner who has Tamei Meis cannot bring his Karbanis, cannot send the Karban Pesach, unlike the Ziknei Dorim. Toshma, The Braisa says that if an owner sent his carbon Pesach when he was Tamei Meis, and it was brought on his behalf, he will not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Because the Pasuk says regarding the tzitz, V'ayit tzitz ha-metzach Aaron, v'nasa arvoin es arvoin ha-kotshin. That tzitz carries the sin of kotshin. And the question is, v'chi eza ova noitze, which sin is it talking about? If arvoin pigel, if we're going to say it's speaking about that the kohen had a machshavas pigel, and the Rishonim explained that normally when we say pigel, it means chutz lozmanoi, to do the avoid or eat the carbon past the right time. Here we're going to have to explain it that it means chutzlum koimen. We'll see why in a moment. Kvanem shrei kvei namar regarding that avera. Hamak vaysoi lo yechashuv loy lo yepigel. The pasuk in the Gemara we're going to learn in Daf Chav Tes says that the avera of chutzlum koimai is not forgivable. Zim avoy noiser, and here the definition of noiser, the Rishonim explained, cannot mean that the carbon became nicer, because nothing happens retroactively. Rather, it means there was a machshava of chutz lezmanoi. Hayrek fanemar emach yachim sazav shlomi yam shlish lo yirotza, and that there's no way that a carbon that there was machshava chutz lezmanoi could be corrected. The tzitz or anything cannot correct it. Now we understand why when the Gemara used the word pigel before, we didn't explain it. The Rishonim didn't explain it in its traditional explanation, which means chutz lezmanoi. They explained it to mean chutz lezmanoi, because now we're speaking about noiser, meaning chutz lezmanoi. So it must be in the previous wording, when it said pigel, it meant chutz lezmanoi. Hayne noiser, the only avera, the only situation that the tzitz is helpful for, ela betuma. Why? Shot mechlal betzibur, because tuma is least serious, because there's a rule of tumah hutra betzibur. There's never a heta for pigel. There's never a heta for chutz mekayim and chutz lezmanoi. So now we learned that we're talking that the tzitz is meratz for tumah. Says the Gemara, my tumah. Which tumah does the tzitz help for? Ilay tumah sheretz. If we're going to say that tumah sheretz is the tumah that the tzitz is helpful for, heche ishtari. The Braisa just said that the tzitz is only helpful by something which is chutra betzibur. There is no concept of tumah chutra betzibur by tumah sheretz, because the whole concept of tumah chutra betzibur is only by tumah meis, where halacha is an individual is pushed to Pesach Sheni, and the tzibur brings in karmen, brings in a Pesach Rishon. For laugh, isn't it teaching us that even though the owners became tumas meis, the halacha is that if the carbon pesach was brought on their behalf, the tzitz will be meratza. Alma nitma baal b'meis mishal kabin nesayim, which is exactly what the Ziknei Dorim hold. The Ziknei Dorim hold that even if there's tumas meis, the carbon could be, if an individual had tumas meis, the carbon could be brought on his behalf. It shouldn't be brought, we said earlier. But if it was brought, the tzitz would be meratza. But we said, Rami Bachama disagrees with the Ziknei Dorim. And they hold that if a yachid had tumas meis, the carbon cannot be brought. How will they understand this whole discussion, this braisa? Says the Gemara, furthermore, b'mai, which carbon did the Torah say that the tzitz is meratza? Says the Gemara, if we're going to say nazir that we spoke about before, that the nazir was under the assumption that he's not tamei, but he really was tamei, and he brought the kabbonis when he was tamei. The pasuk says, "V'chiyam esmeis alav tamei reish nizav v'chiyam reishayim yipul amrachmana." The Torah says that if the nazir was tamei meis, the kabbonis that were brought on his behalf will not be effective. Rather, he's going to have to go through the process which we described earlier, that a nazir tamei has to go through, and then he'll bring the kabbonis tahara. Ella, loisa pesach. It's speaking about somebody who brought the karm pesach. The karm pesach was brought on his behalf when he was tamei meis, And then, even though he should have brought it on Pesach Rishon, if he brought it on Pesach, Sheni, if it was brought Pesach Rishon, it'll be effective. What the Ziknei Dorm said, not what the Rav Mechama holds. Says the Maral Olam, we're going to have to say that's talking about Sheretz. Indeed, the tzitz, according to Rav Mechama, will not be effective for somebody's tummy mace on Pesach Rishon. And what the Bryce said, that the tzitz is helpful in a case of tumma, because tumma hotter betzibur, and that's what makes the tzitz able to work for somebody's tummy. And when do we say tumma hotter betzibur by a mace? Isn't that an indication that the tzitz is meratz on a tummy mace? Says the Gemara, that isn't what was meant. Says the Gemara, v'shem tumma ba'olam. It meant to say that the tzitz could help for tumma, not because in the specific case that we are discussing tumma hotter betzibur. In the specific case we're speaking about, there is no tumma hotter betzibur. The reason it's effective is because tumma, the reason the tzitz is effective for tumma and not for any other avera, because we find in certain circumstances, tumma is not such a serious avera. Where? By mace. But that doesn't mean that the tzitz is, it works for tumma mace and only works for tumma sheretz. And some learn the Gemara in the following fashion. The pasuk says regarding the tzitz, "V'nos aronas avoyin hakotchim." Avoyin hakotchim in it means that if the carbon becomes tamei, al mikdishin loy. But if the people are tamei, then the tzitz is not meratz. If that's the case, then this entire discussion is not relevant because the Ziknei Dorim said that the tzitz is meratz if the person's tummy mace. But Ziknei Dorim are going to learn, the Rabbi Bacham is going to learn that the tzitz is only effective on the carbon and on the person who brings the carbon, not on the owners. Continues the Gemara, that we've been learning that the tzitz is meratza on tumma more than any other avera, because we find a leniency in tumma. What's the leniency we find in tumma? Tumma hutrit sibur. Says the Gemara, my tumma, and this is sort of a repetition. What tumma do we say that tzitz works for? Ilam tumma sheretz. Do we going to say tumma sheretz? It can't be tumma sheretz because what do we say is special about tumma? Because tumma hotter betzibur, there is no concept kiyistri betzibur. Is there a miyistri betzibur? Is there a concept of tumma hotter betzibur tumma sheretz? El lav, but tumma smeis. It's talking about tumma meis. And the Torah is teaching us, avoin kachim in, that the tzitz is only meratza if the carbon became tamei, magdishim loy, but not the magdishim. But now we have a question. We've learned that according to the Ziknei Dorim, whether if the kohen was tamei mace, or if the owners were tamei mace by Pesach, it will be meratza. Loylam, they're going to say the pasuk speaking about tumma sheretz. And that's where the pasuk is teaching us that nothing can help if the kohen is a tumma sheretz. We learned that it can't be talking about tumma sheretz because tumma sheretz is not hotra betzibur. It says the Gemara again, the same vart, shem tumma ba'ilum. We're talking about the concept of tumma, not the particular case. We learned in the Mishnah, Yoshev, if a kohen sits when he's doing the avoda is disqualified. Menolon, ask the Gemara, for where do we notice halacha? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Kra. The pasuk says regarding the kohen, Ki boy bach Hashem al kacha mikosh v'dech lam el sharis. And from here we learn lamida bechartiv. Only when he's standing is his avoda acceptable for loy li yeshiva. But if he's sitting, his avoda is when he's sitting. His avoda is not acceptable. It says the Matan Rabbanan, the pasuk as we just read says lama l'sharetz mitzvah. The mitzvah on a kohen to stand when he does the avoda. Kshoymer when the pasuk says v'sheres b'shem alakach alkov kol achav alvim ha'im v'shem ofnei Hashem shana l'avakasuf. So now we have another time where the Torah tells us that he has to stand. And as we learned earlier in our shir la'akiv, the loch is that he. That if he doesn't stand, the avoda is possible. So Taisus asks the pasuk, Taisa asks a question, why do we need a pasuk to teach us that the kohen has to stand when he does the avodah? Isn't there a halacha that ein yeshiva ba'azara l'malchim b'stabel b'vad? So that everybody has to stand in the azara, we already know. It must be that the pasuk is teaching us. It must be that the pasuk is teaching us that he has to stand. That he has. Why do we need two more pasukim? So based on this, Taisa says the iser to stand in the azara is only this to stand in the azara is only lechatchila, not b'diya, is only midrabbanan, not midraisa. And that's really a very big question. Machlokes Rishonim is the issa to sit in the azara, issa deraisa, issa derabonim. The Rambam's opinion is that it is an issa deraisa. Others say that there are circumstances where you're not allowed to sit, but you could lean or you could bow. And what the Gemara is teaching us here is that there's a special halacha that when you do the avoda, even though everybody could bow in the azara or everybody could lean in the azara, the avoda could only be done standing. A kohen who is sitting is like a zar. And the question is, Ema, ma zar b'misa? Maybe we should say that if, just like the halacha is, that if a zar rachman slan does the avoda, he's chayiv, Misa b'day shemayim. So we maybe suggest the Gemara af yoshev misa, that if somebody does the avoda while the kohen does the avoda while he's sitting, he's chayim misa b'day shemayim. Alom etanya, but the Brisa says avol oral oinen yoshev ena b'misa. The if they do the avoda when a kohen is an oral rachman or oinen or yoshev, there's no chayim misa el azhara, says the Gemara. So why shouldn't we learn from a zar that there's a misa b'day shemayim? Since answers the Gemara Mishum Davim Mechus Begodim Elay Ruchotz Yudayim Shnei Ksum Abayim Kechot, that the Torah speaks about a kohen who did the avoda while Kiddush Yudayim Reglayim. The Torah speaks about somebody who does the avoda when he's not wearing the big dekuhuna. And we have a rule that Kol Shnei Ksum Abayim Kechot Em Belamdim. When the Torah said the same rule twice, we learn from here that only where the Torah said it is the halacha applicable. Where the Torah didn't say it, the halacha is not applicable. And therefore, because if the Torah wanted us to learn one halacha from another halacha, the Torah should have only said it once, and we would have learned from there everywhere else. The fact that the Torah only says it twice, it's only applicable where it says, not where it doesn't say. And therefore, we can't learn Yosha from anywhere else. Says the Gemara, there's a machlokes throughout Shas, the shnei ksum abayim kechem ayim melamdim, or shloish ksum abayim kechem melamdim. So l'man da'omer, according to the opinion, that two psukim, so that's why, but according to the opinion melamdim, so even if we have two psukim, that doesn't prevent us to learn from there to other halachas. Says the Gemara, shui yayin, the halach of shui yayin, havle shlishi, where this a third pasuk, where the Torah clearly indicates, there's a chi misa, and everybody agrees, Shloshif, the Torah says the same halacha three times, Eim Melamdim. What we learn from here is that where the Torah says it, that is the halacha. Where it doesn't say it, that is not the halacha. The pasuk says, Vavram Oydena Oymed L'fnei Hashem, and the Unkla says, Oymed means tefillah. He said, so I saw that the Sefer Birkas Mordechai explains why we know Tefillah Shemen Esrei is called Amida. Why is the Shemen Esrei called Amida? Because just like we're learning now, that when one does the Avoida, the Kohen does the Avoida, he has to be standing. And from here we learn that whenever an Avoida is done, it has to be done standing. From here we learn that when one is standing Shemen Esrei, the way he's supposed to look at that Shemen Esrei, he's supposed to look at that Shemen Esrei like it's an Amida. He's supposed to look at the Shemen Esrei as if he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since it's like he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way we could remember that that's supposed to be our attitude when we're standing Shemen Esrei, He called the Shmiras Re'amida, just like the Avoida. When we do the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, it's Ba'amida. So too, when we're standing, we should look at it like we're doing Ba'amida. And that's why, as we've quoted previously, the Magen Avraham in Siman Mem Ches in Or Chaim says that the halacha, that when somebody is saying kabbonis, he should stand. Because just like we're learning in our Gemara, that all kabbonis had to be brought standing. So when we're saying kabbonis, it should be said the way the kabbonis were brought, standing. However, the Tfur Shor disagrees. He says that even though saying kabbonis is considered like doing an avoida, it's not exactly identical to an avoida. It's not identical to the avoida, and therefore they don't have to stand. The Aruch HaShulchan also disagrees. He says the lashon is kilo akravnu. Moreover, we say kabbonis, and we're not even kahanim. So we see that it's a big schus to say kabbonis, but it's not exactly identical, and that's why Tfur Shor and Aruch Shulchan and many poskim suggest that one may sit when he's saying the kabbonis. The question, of course, that comes up is now we've learned how important it is to stay to avoid how to be done standing, and the poskim have a discussion if can birchas kohanim duchening. Can it be done by a kohen who unfortunately can't stand, he can only sit? Can he do birchas kahanim? The Shvus Yaakov suggests that even though there's a hekesh that compares Nasiyas Kapayim to the Avodah, it's not a hekesh midaraisa, and therefore he says that if somebody, of course the kohen should stand, but if he can't stand, he could do it sitting. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that the halacha is that a kohen must stand. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins that if a kohen unfortunately can't stand, he should not do nesias kapayim. To the degree that he says, even if the kohen can't stand, he could lean, support himself, but not stand, he says he shouldn't do Nasiyas Kapayim. The Mishnah Berurah, however, is more lenient, not to the Kayin, but the Mishnah Berurah is more lenient that the Tzibur, if somebody in the Tzibur is unable to stand, he could sit during the Nasiyas Kapayim. Which opens up another question. In general, when brachas are recited, does one have to stand or not? So the halacha is, the Yerushalmi says that kol brachas Mu'umid. But the halacha is that Yerushalmi is only said regarding Birchas HaMitzvahs. Whenever we make a Birchas HaMitzvahs, the Yerushalmi says that we're supposed to stand. And we learn it from Sfiras Omer. Because the Pasuk says, regarding the Omer, Mahachal Chermesh Bekama, and the Gemara learns, Atakra Bekama El Bekama. From there we learn that that the Birchas Sfiras Omer says has to be said standing, and that becomes the source that all Birchas HaMitzvah should be said standing. The Bach gives another reason that since when we make a bracha, a Birchas HaMitzvah, we say V'tzivanu, and we're mentioning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to make this mitzvah. Since we're mentioning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do this mitzvah, so that's why, of course, it's for Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be standing. So why do we sit by Birchas Hananim? The reason we're allowed to sit by Birchas Hananim is because since the eating is done while we're sitting, it doesn't make sense that we should be able to eat sitting, but we should have to stand for the bracha.